The Last Clue is a production of Smith Media Team, LLC. Listener discretion advised, mostly because of me. We have a development in northern Michigan. Probably a day of joy and a day of sadness, but we may finally have an arrest in a cold case from 1989. It seems that the Grand Traverse County Sheriff's Office has arrested a 63-year-old man for the open murder of Linda Marie Mateer.
That's great news. I'm sure her family is going to be able to breathe a sigh of relief as things start to come out. Of course, it's still an ongoing investigation, if you will, definitely an ongoing case. Still a lot of information yet to be released, but I'm sure it's a great day for Linda's family. Probably not so much for the alleged suspect.
So, as the story goes, Linda was out with some friends on April 19th of 1989. And what I thought was odd was they found the body in Hoosier Valley, and it wasn't until April 27th, and they had a hard time identifying her because she had blunt force trauma to the head. So it took, I believe over a day to finally identify her. But it was odd. This is a lady that was out with friends. She was 41 at the time. She was a mother of five. So it's just kind of an odd case from 1989, but I know that you did a Facebook deep dive and you saw some interesting comments about this case, and there'll be no names, but you did see some interesting comments about
I did, and this is all from the Grand Traverse Sheriff's Office Facebook page. So if you are so inclined to go take a visit and see, then there you are. Some of the ones that kind of hit me were, one here says, went to school with her children. We were in school together. Hope they have closure now. So I mean, this woman was obviously very much loved, and people have been thinking about this for all of these years. Another one says, this was my niece's grandmother. One kind of hit me in the feels here. I've been praying for her for 39 years. I transported Linda from Hoosier Valley to Munson. This case has bothered me for years. She was thrown away like she didn't matter. Well, she has always mattered to me. I can't believe how emotional I am over this news. I mean, 39 years that's been sitting with this soul that was part of this tragedy. We've got a couple saying, responding to a comment saying, was it who you thought it was, asking a person that question. Another one saying, let's get a name so we can see if it's who we all thought it was.
And that's very interesting to me because Traverse City itself is a population of less than 20,000. Now, there's a four-county area that's considered the Traverse City metropolitan area, and that goes to about 150,000, a little over. Mm-hmm. But in Traverse City itself, you know, less than 20,000 people, a lot of people know a lot of people.
Right.
So, you know, I have to ask, was this guy a regular at this bar, and everybody that knew anything about the case had a suspicion about him.
Interesting that you say that. This comment really got me thinking. Obviously, let me just read this comment. I'm going to leave the name out. Let me just read the comment. Very thankful they found the person who did this horrid thing. So sad for your family, Pam. However, now your minds can rest. It's just too bad this isn't the state of Texas. And then we know he would get what is coming to him. So this to me sounds like it's somebody that's very close to this case and is very close to the family. And sounds like there has been a person of interest, if you will, in the minds of Linda's family, friends, and possibly even the residents of Traverse City.
It certainly sounds like it. And what I'm going to find more interesting, and I hope those of you in the Traverse City area, we're not going to name you, but we would love to hear your thoughts, opinions, because we're on the outside looking in. We've covered this case before on another podcast, but we didn't have a whole lot of details because we were very small at that time. Is this another scenario like one of the documentaries that we watched before? Is this another scenario where this guy was the cousin of the sheriff? And I don't want to take anything away from law enforcement, but was this guy connected? And that's why it took so long, when it seems like the residents of Traverse City had already made up their mind who it was.
Yeah, it seems like there's quite a few people that already have a name in mind. We're not asking you to name names, but it just really, I guess with a city the size of Traverse City, like you were saying, it's almost like an everybody knows everybody kind of situation. But there are a lot of people already out there clamoring for a name.
And to follow that up, I do want to give a shout out because they formed a task force back in 1989 for this case.
Yes.
I want to give a shout out to the Grand Traverse Sheriff's Office, the prosecuting attorney in that county, the Michigan State Police Crime Lab, and the Western Michigan University Cold Case Program has gotten involved in this. And from what I have read, they have made it easier for law enforcement to dive into this case. So I really want to give a shout out to the Western Michigan University Cold Case Program.
Cold cases, gosh, they're so difficult. And that 39 years, that's a lifetime.
And again, you've got a murder where they couldn't identify the body right away. So that's the type of injury that you're talking about with this.
Right.
So again, it's odd to me that it took so long. I'm thankful that law enforcement finally has someone in custody that they believe committed this murder, so that, we can get another one off the streets and hopefully we can close another cold case and give a family time to grieve and time to mourn. They've had a lot of time, but when you finally get that closure.
Yeah, it's not the same. So hopefully there is some real justice for Linda over the next few weeks.
That's it for us on The Last Clue. For more information, to provide tips or show ideas, please contact us at info@smithmediateamllc.com, or you can always visit our website at smithmediateam.com.